Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. Spain and its many colonies reached its height under the reign of King Philip II. However, the Dutch colonies resented the heavy taxation and religious intolerance and revolted in 1568, initiating the 80 Years' War. Skilled workers and wealthy merchants fled from Spanish-controlled regions to northern Dutch cities and ports where industry, commercial trade, and innovation flourished. During this Dutch Golden Age, artists also prospered. With urban expansion, painters created art for anyone, not exclusively the church or commissions. Wealthy merchants and citizens had access to purchase art in an open market. Individuals pursued personal collecting interests of portraiture, still life paintings, landscapes, marine and townscapes, and views of everyday life reflecting all strata of society. In the great textile center of Haarlem, Dutch artist Cornelius Corneliszoon van Haarlem began his successful career as a portrait artist. One of the many popular genres of the era is historicized portraits, which pose a contemporary person wearing historical costume within an historical event. Perhaps that is what we see in M&G's painting, Christ Healing the Blind Man. On the far right of this biblical scene is a portrait of the wealthy Dutch businessman, Jan Govertsoon, wearing green and yellow and looking out at the viewer. He probably commissioned the work, choosing a subject of special personal interest. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.